Yeah, Patrick Murphy here.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yeah.
Hi. So, yeah, something's going on with the card that we have on file, so I didn't know if you have a new one. I can update it for you.
Okay. Let's see. And this was for what posting?
For Local Splash, we're the company that does the Google and the Bing and all the directories and your online placement for piano tuning and refinishing expert.
Yeah, I'm aware of all that. I'm asking you what posting on Google am I paying for? What's the name of the posting?
Oh, it's not a posting on Google. It's a Google business page that's optimized on the first page, and that's under piano tuning and refinishing expert.
Okay. Yeah, those are actually called postings or listings on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the name of the posting, listing, or what did you call it? Some kind of page?
Yeah, the Google business page posting
is under
piano tuning and refinishing expert. That's how we have you listed.
So I'll
send you a text message so that you can see it, but that's the one that we're calling about. Oh, actually, we're blocked from text messages because you put in an stop reminder, so I'll send it to you on an email instead, okay?
Well, who put in a stop reminder?
I don't know. If you want to receive it by text, I can unblock that if you like.
Yeah, unblock it.
Okay, I'll unblock it. And then I'll send it on the text. That way you'll get it.
And what's the name of the business page?
I'm going to send you a link to it, but it's under Piano Tuning and Refinishing Expert. So if you put that into Google, you'll see your listing coming up. But what I'm doing just to make it a little bit quicker is I'm sending you a link to it so that you can just click on the link and see it that way.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm. And just in case you can't open it, Jeff, and to be extra safe, I'm also going to send it to pianoperfector@aol.com. That's the email that we have on file. That way you'll get it both ways.
Okay, and on this... business page.
Yes.
What's the website that is attached to it?
PianoTuningLongBeach.com. That's the site that we host and maintain for you.
Well, there's a lot on these postings. A lot of times there's what's called overview, reviews,
mm-hmm.
Contact information, website. So I'm asking, what is the website within the business page?
PianoTuningLongBeach.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And it's, if I recall correctly, it's $199 a month?
That's correct, exactly.
And is that the only account that we have?
It's the only one under this username. Let me check the other number and see, because there was a 714-656-3282, and then we have this number on file. So let me just check the other number and see if there's anything set up under that. Nope. So this is the only account that you have. I do see that you have another Google listing under best piano tuning and refinishing, but that's not us. That's one that maybe you created on your own or you hired another company.
Yeah.
That's not us. We don't have access to that one. We just have access to this one.
Okay. Is there a, like a dashboard, to allow
yep.
me to make additions, changes, add pictures and stuff like that? Is there a dashboard
yes,
for that?
Yes, of course. I'll send you a fresh login for your dashboard. And when you log in, you would just click on, business info at the top. And it'll take you to a page where you can upload new pictures, you can change descriptions, keywords. So all of that is accessible from your dashboard, okay?
I'll need a username and password.
Yep, I just sent it to your email. So the username is Piano Perfector. It's all lowercase, all one word. And the password is web.
See, I can't write that fast. See, I have to write it down. You know,
sure.
You think I'll remember all this? No.
I sent it to your email, so I'm sorry if I went too fast. But if you want to write it, let's start over and tell me when you're ready.
Piano Perfector.
Is the username.
All lowercase.
Mm-hmm. All one word.
Piano Perfector username. The password is what?
Web Media. And that's also all lowercase, all one word.
Okay, WebMedia.
Mm-hmm. And the login for your dashboard is my.localsplash.com. So when you go to that web address, localsplash.com.
All lowercase?
All lowercase, correct. And then when you type that in, it will ask you for a username and a password. So you just enter in the Piano Perfector and the password that I gave you, and then it will let you into your dashboard. And then you just click on business info at the top of the page, and that's the page where you can make edits from.
All right. Yeah. Well, you've been very helpful.
Of course.
Now,
no problem, Jeff.
So I've never been there. Yeah, my name's Patrick Jeffrey Murphy.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, we had it under Jeff Murphy, but I saw in the billing it says Patrick J. Murphy, so I figured you go by Patrick.
I do, yeah, Patrick, and then I go by Jeffrey, my middle name. Now, login.localsplash.com.
Not login, it's my.localsplash.com.
Is this how to log in?
Yes, that's how you can log in so you can make edits to your campaign.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name's Tina.
Tina, right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Tina, to understand this correctly, I go to http://. my.localsplash.com. Is that correct?
That's exactly
so
right.
It's basically a website.
Yeah, that's the login to your dashboard with us. So if you go to that
website, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, then you can put in your username and your password and you can access your specific account with us and do the updates.
Uh-huh. Okay, see, unless I came up with http://, I wouldn't know what the heck you're talking about. You know, you have to tell me it's a website and it go http://, first, and then my dot, you just said it's login, you know?
Well, type into my browser, my.localsplash.com, it just takes me straight there. I don't have to type in the http.
That's
because
you
that.
Said,
yeah.
Well, I know it used to do that and now it probably does. So anyway, I think I'm getting the picture, piano tuning and refinishing expert. So, where is my listing as far as like on the page? Is it first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth? Where's it listed? I mean, you went there and I looked at it, right?
So it's listed under different keywords. So it would really depend on which keyword I put in to tell you where it's listed. But I'll tell you this, it's getting phenomenal performance because it's showing me on your dashboard that in the time that you've worked with us, that listing has been found on the first page of Google 35,510 times, and you've had 1,016 Google actions, which include clicks to your site, clicks for driving directions, and clicks to call you from the first page.
Oh, yeah. What's the address associated with the listing, the business page?
205 East 67th Way.
Uh-huh.
But okay. On the listing itself, we have the address hidden. So if you want it to be published, we can do that. But right now, it's showing as Piano Tuning and Refinishing Expert in Long Beach, but the actual street address is hidden. But if you want to show the street address, I can publish that.
No, that's all right. I don't need people driving over.
Yeah, sometimes people hide it if it's a home-based business or something, so we'll keep it hidden. Just so that it, yeah.
And the website is pianotuninglongbeach.com. Okay.
Correct.
That's within.
Mm-hmm.
That's
within
the website.
Listing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
The one that we're managing for you.
So you need to get an updated. I have to get my card that I'm using for this account. It's got a new card, updated card. Let's see.
Like a different expiration or something?
Yeah, it's actually, I think I'm using a whole different card on this. It's a tax deduction. And,
okay.
Let's see. Are you going to be at this number for about 5 minutes?
Yeah,
I'm at the number?
Extension 777. I saw that I missed a call from you yesterday. So if you call in and you hit option one, you'll go to customer service. You'll sit on hold. They'll try to create a calendar appointment. But if you call in and you just put the 777 in, it'll come directly to my desk.
All right, and what's the call-in number?
877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. Extension 777.
Correct, and my name again is Tina.
Okay, now, if for some reason I don't get in, can you call me back in about 12 minutes?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll call you back in, you know, around that time frame, and we'll pick up where we left off, okay?
Yeah, I'll have the card by then.
Sounds good. Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit, Jeff.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.